Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GB. In this episode, my Week 13 recap, we'll talk about Jimmy Butler makes his return on the court. Also, LeBron goes on the Kelce Brothers podcast. I have something to say about some of the stuff he said. And then, of course, more entries as far as the All-Star voting goes, the third round of it. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, we are up to week 14 in the NBA, which means my week 13 recap. So all that went on during the week. So without any further delay, let's get into it. And you know, we start as we always do with the players of the week. And those players are, in the West, Jalen Green, man. This kid had a heck of a week. His team went 3-1. They beat the likes of Memphis. They beat Memphis at home, where he dropped a 42-piece on them. And then on the road against Denver, they got a win. And Portland got a win. The only loss was at Sacramento. Sacramento's playing really well with the changing of the coaches, and Doug Christie's doing a great job so far. But Jalen Green, this is what he did for the week, guys. 32.5 points per game he averaged, 3.5 assists, 3.5 rebounds. Shot it great from the field, guys. Over 60% from the field. Over 63% from three, guys. Man, he was on fire. And then of his 26 free throws, missed only one. So Jalen Green, I say he's playing all-star basketball. I would say that for the Houston Rockets, a Houston Rockets team that's right amongst the top teams in the West. So they definitely deserve some representation at the All-Star game. But Jalen Green, your player of the week in the West. And then in the East, Giannis Antetokounmpo. His team went 4-0. Don't look now, guys, but the Milwaukee Bucks are starting to get hot right now. They beat the likes of Sacramento. They had all home games, guys. Sacramento, where he dropped the triple-double. By the way, his 50th of his career. And then Orlando he beat, also Toronto, and then the Philadelphia 76ers. And, oh, by the way, their average, as far as the victories goes, 19 points, though. They were beating folks by an average of 19 points per game. Dominating, guys. So Giannis Antetokounmpo, who heads the way for that squad, averaged 32 points, 12.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists, tremendous from the field. Actually, he was 66.7%, guys. So he made 2/3 of his shots during this run. And then from the free throw line, forget it. You know, he had some struggles there. Of the 47 free throws, he made 28. That's not good. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know him. You know his resume. Right now, the leading vote-getter as far as all players in the All-Star game. I'll talk about that in a minute. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, your player of the week in the East. All right, guys, with that said, let us move on. Top stories. Well, this is top story for me. Jimmy Butler returns to the lineup after his 7-game suspension, guys. Now, guys, I have mentioned that I thought, to be honest with you, he probably played his last game as a Milwaukee Buck, but that's not to be. He did come back. He came back on January 17th in a home loss to Denver, by the way. He played 33 minutes in that game, 18 points. That's fine. 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Then 2 nights later, on a Sunday, in fact, it was a home win. And actually, that's a game I caught a good chunk of it. They blew out the San Antonio Spurs. But he didn't contribute much in that game, guys. 28 minutes he played, 8 points. He did have 7 assists, 3 rebounds, and 2 steals. And when I was watching that game, he didn't seem all that engaged, to be honest with you. So I'm of the mindset that when the trade deadline rolls around, I think he's gone. I think he's gone from Miami. Where he goes, I have no idea. But from the rumors I've heard, they want to involve multiple teams to move Jimmy. So what teams those will be, we'll have to see. But I hear Phoenix again is kind of the front runner as far as that goes. But Pat Riley's going to do what Pat Riley sees fit. He's going to get the best deal he can get, regardless of who wants him the most. So it's a work in progress. But Jimmy Butler back for the Miami Heat. For how long? We'll see. So that is your top story there. Let us move on. LeBron James, he appeared on the New Heights podcast. That's the podcast with Travis Kelce and his brother Jason, who is retired. Travis still playing. In fact, he plays with the Kansas City Chiefs or in the actual finals in the AFC. So they're in the conference finals with a chance to go to the Super Bowl. That's par for the course for them, but that's a story for another day. But LeBron appears on there. Now, consider the fact that the Kelces are Ohio natives, as LeBron is, of course, Akron, of course. So there's kind of a kinship there. So, you know, I thought it was a very good interview that they gave with him. He had some glowing things to say about Cleveland, the Cleveland Cavaliers, that's playing great right now, the top team in the whole NBA. And he made a Freudian slip and said "we" when referring to Cleveland. And that's what I accounted to. You know, other people will take it and run with it. I saw the Odd Couple, Rob Parker and the kid Kelvin Washington, talking about it. They had a little segment about it, although they gave him grace as far as that goes. But he basically said, LeBron did, that he set the trend over there as far as winning basketball and those sort of things, which, you know, championship basketball, yes. You know, they had winning basketball once upon a time, if you want to go all the way back to the Brad Daugherty days and the Mark Price, Larry Nance in those days, Ron Harper. But as far as championship goes, that was under LeBron's watch. So he had good things to say about the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then he talked about this pickup game that he had played at the age of 16. And this game, Michael Jordan, actually, it was in Chicago. It was on what's called Michael Jordan's court. So Michael Jordan was there. Antoine Walker was there. Penny Hardaway. Also, Ron Artest, Michael Finley, to name a few of the guys there. So LeBron played, and he basically said he was unguardable because they asked, who guarded you? He's like, he was unguardable. So, you know, that's LeBron. You know, he has the bravado. He had it back then, even in high school. So, you know, it is what it is. I took it with a grain of salt. But, you know, for a 16-year-old to be out there with those guys and competing and keeping up with them, that says a lot about the kids. So there's that. But my biggest takeaway is what he said about playing with his son, Bronny James. He basically called that his greatest accomplishment outside of his championships and all those things. Playing with his son was a crowning achievement for him. And the idea came to him of playing with his son, like, someone brought it to his attention. This was several years back. And he was like, hey, this could be a possibility. So, and then, you know, he defended his son, obviously, from the internet trolls and the media heads that are kind of, you know, poking at the kid, Bronny. And basically said he's a very good kid. He's very, you know, respectful, you know, a hard worker and all those things. So he doesn't understand the attacks on his son. Here's what I'll say in that regard. LeBron is not, it's not about, how should I say this? It's not about your son per se. By that, I mean, if his name was Bronny Hayes, I think people would gravitate to his story. Being a second-round kid, you know, what he went through with the heart situation and then coming into the league, I think people would take it a little bit easy on him if that was the case, if he was just Bronny Hayes and not Bronny James. The fact that he's Bronny James, your son, that put the target on his back. Whether, you know, you meant to do it or not, the target is on the young man's back. I'm sure he's a great kid. He's come from great stock. I mean, what missteps has LeBron made other than the announcement taking his talents to Miami? And that, you can even give him a pass for that, because what he did was that announcement, the place where he had it, he generated, you know, funds for that place. It was at a Boys and Girls Club. So, I mean, you even give him a pass for that. But the actual announcement, of course, everybody kills him for that. And then, of course, what happens in the series against Dallas when, you know, they had the better team of the Miami Heat did. So, you know, they, you know, guys like Skip Bayless said he went from the chosen one to the frozen one and all that kind of stuff. But outside of that, he haven't had any missteps. Definitely not off the court. You know, his business acumen and all these things. So the bullseye is on the kid because of you. Because you're his dad. If he was somebody else's dad, you know, just a random person, I don't think he would face the same kind of criticism. The fact that he's your son doing this and kind of the way the situation was manipulated, you know, getting him to be with the Lakers and all those things, that's the reason people are going after him. So there's that. So, but all in all, like I said, it was a good interview. I really enjoyed it. So there you have that. All right, guys, let us move on. Let us talk All-Star votes. Now, This is the third round on January 23rd. You're going to have the actual final results. As of now, the West front court, you have the Joker. He's the top dog as far as the West front court, followed by LeBron. LeBron jumps up a couple of spots here to come. Right now, he's second, and then KD is third. Not far behind KD is Victor Wembanyama, guys. So he's in the mix, and AD has fell all the way to fifth. And with a shade under 2 million votes. So, again, I think it's going to be a photo finish as far as that goes. I definitely see the Joker being there. What happens between the rest of those four is anyone's guess. I say AD could be on the outside looking in. I think it will take a huge surge for him to get in the mix. But, yeah, so we will see what happens there. The West guards, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leading the way with almost 2.5 million votes, followed by Steph. Steph Curry has leaped over Luka, but it's a tight margin, guys. 1.79 as opposed to Luka's 1.67. So basically, they're separated by 120,000 votes, which can swing either way. So I think SGA, I think he's secure right now. It's just a matter, will it be Steph or will it be Luka? We'll see. In the East, I think the front court is set and solid. It'll be Giannis. Like I said, he's the number one vote getter, followed by Jason Tatum, who's second, and then Karl Anthony Towns at third. I think that's the front court. I don't see it changing one iota there. The East is still tight there. LaMelo Ball with 1.9 million, followed by Donovan Mitchell, 1.5 million, followed by Dame, a little under 1.3 million. And then Jalen Brunson at 1.2 million. So that's still close, guys, between, I don't know, it seemed like LaMelo Ball, I thought he would drop off at some point, but he hasn't. So, but I think it could flip either way with these four guys. I implored the Knicks fan to stuff the ballots for Jalen. Seems like they answered the call since he's now within shouting distance of Donovan Mitchell at number two. So I think this can be anyone's guess come Thursday, January 23rd. So we'll see what happens, guys. But the coaches are pretty much set. The way they're doing it is it'll be the coach, the top coach in the West, top coach in the East. So right now you have in the West, Mark Daigneault. So it'll be him and one of his assistants. And I think it's just a matter of time before they say Kenny Atkinson, he'll be the top coach over there and one of his assistants. So, because remember, it's the four games, so we'll see. Anyway, so that is the All-Star voting in a nutshell. Let us move on. Injuries, guys. Let us talk about it. Isaiah Hartenstein, guys. Remember, he missed the first part of the season. He was out. He is out for a week with a calf injury, and he suffered this on January 14th in a win versus the Philadelphia 76ers in a game where he actually grabbed 16 rebounds, along with 9 points, 3 assists. But Isaiah Hartenstein, already you're without Chet Holmgren. Now you add Hartenstein to the mix. So more likely than not, the other Jalen Williams will have to step up in his place. Definitely not the same for them, but OKC, they have found a way to tread water even without their top, some of their top guys. So Hartenstein, he should be back, in fact, possibly at some point this week. So we'll see what happens there. Let us move on. Derek Lively, the second, guys. He is out indefinitely with an ankle sprain. And he suffered this on the same day, January 14th, in a loss to the Denver Nuggets. And that happened early in the game, guys. And oddly enough, it's on the same night when Kyrie Irving, he returns back. He had missed a couple of games. And in his return, Kyrie's, that is, 30 minutes, only 11 points. He was hard from the field, 4-for-18, not good. Four steals and two assists, four rebounds for him. So Derek Lively, he's going to be out for a good chunk of time. Of course, Daniel Gafford will have to step up in the interim for the moment for the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas Mavericks already still without Luka Doncic. So you have that as well. So add Lively to the mix. Joel Embiid, guys, he's going to be out another week, guys. So possibly you'll see him this week. That bulky knee of his is keeping him out. But like I said, he could return at some point this week. Being that it's rivalry week, you may just see him, in fact. So you have that. Brandon Miller, the young promising player for the Charlotte Hornets, he's out indefinitely with a wrist injury. He has ligament tears in the wrists, so he's out indefinitely. And this happened during a January 15th game, a win actually, at the Utah Jazz. So tough blow for Charlotte, that's for sure. They did make some moves. I'll talk about that, but definitely a tough blow for the kid who was playing well. He was playing very well. So we'll see how long he remains out. Dante DiVincenzo, former Knick, now with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's out indefinitely, guys, with a toe injury. And this happened on January 15th in a loss to the Golden State Warriors, a game in which he exploded, guys. 28 points, of which he hit 6 threes, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. Now, Dante, he was just getting the hang of things. He had a slow start with the Minnesota Timberwolves, but since they inserted him in the lineup, in the starting lineup, that is, he just went absolutely nuts. And this is a tough blow for Minnesota Timberwolves, that's for sure. So you're going to need guys like Mike Connolly to step up. You're going to need like the young kid, Rob Dillingham. Those guys are going to have to add some offense. But Dante DiVincenzo out indefinitely for the Timberwolves. And then lastly, Draymond Green. He's going to be out for a week at least with a calf injury. And this is after he returned from being out 3 games with a back injury. So, and this happens on January 18th in a win versus Washington. He got hurt very early in the game, guys. Only played 3 minutes. But Draymond Green, now he has time for his podcasts. There you go. But Draymond Green out for a week at least with a calf injury. So, all right, guys, so that is it for that. Let us move on. Top performances, I'm not going to go too crazy as far as that goes. There was a few that popped out. Anthony Edwards with a 41 piece that he dropped in a January 13th win at Washington. And in that game, he had 20 in the fourth quarter. He dropped 5 threes in the game, along with that, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 3 steals for the Minnesota Timberwolves, just speaking of the Timberwolves a little while ago. So Anthony Edwards, no fines this week, so that's a good thing. But Anthony Edwards with a nice performance there. Trae Young, he goes crazy, 43 points, of which he has 6 threes, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. And this happens on January 14th in a win over the Phoenix Suns. In a game where Onyeka Okongwu, he has 22 points and 21 rebounds off the bench, by the way. So excellent performance for him. And then in the loss, Devin Booker, 35 points, 7 threes he drops. Wow. 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals. And then KD with 31 points for him, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Jamal Murray, he drops a 45 piece, of which he hits 5 threes, along with 6 assists, 2 steals, in a January 14th win at Dallas, guys. And in that game, the Joker, he has a triple-double in that game, 10 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists for him. And, oh, by the way, he has 2 more triple-doubles during the week. One against Miami, at Miami on January 17th. 24 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. And then he does it on January 19th at Orlando. 20 points, 14 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 blocks, 3 steals. And again, that was at Orlando. He does that. Nikolai Vucevic, he drops a 40-piece, along with 13 rebounds and 3 assists, but he does it in a loss, guys, on January 17th to the Charlotte Hornets, in fact. And he does this, of course, for the Chicago Bulls. And in that game, LaMelo Ball, 26.9 assists. Mark Williams has been playing out of his mind, guys. 19 points, 19 rebounds for him. He's healthy now. Looks like he's the centerpiece over there, no pun intended, for that Hornets team. Hornets kind of playing a little bit well now. So you have that. Austin Reeves steps up for the Lakers, 38 points, a career high for him, along with 3 steals. No, 2 steals, 3 assists, 3 rebounds in a January 17th win over the Brooklyn Nets on a night where D'Angelo Russell returns to L.A., where he has 19 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, and he had a chance to win the game at the end, but that wasn't to be. And then LeBron, 29 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds for him. So, with that said, that's it, guys. That's all our hark on right now. Ivica Zubac with a 20 rebound game with 2 block shots on January 13th in a win over Miami. It was a home win for them. And, oh, by the way, that night was their first game after the wildfires, so you have that. James Harden, 26 points, of which he hits 6 threes, 11 assists, 5 rebounds. Norman Powell, who's been playing out of his mind also, 29 points, of which he hits 5 threes, 6 rebounds, 3 steals, and the loss. Tyler Hero, who's been playing great all year, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists. All right, guys, so that is it for that. Let us move on. Speaking of the Charlotte Hornets, they send Nick Richards, their backup center, to Phoenix, along with 2 second-round picks in exchange for Josh Okogie and 3 second-round picks. So Phoenix, who has been unsatisfied with the center position over there, they benched Justef Nurkic. They benched him. They've been playing Miles Plumlee, but that's not working out there. So they bring in Nick Richards. I think Nick Richards could end up starting for that team over there. I think that's what could happen, which means a guy like Nurkic could be on the block as far as trades go. So keep an eye out for that. And Charlotte gets a 3-and-D guy, a wing player, who you probably can use now that you don't have Brandon Miller for the foreseeable future. So that's your trade as far as this week goes. And then the rematch between Cleveland and OKC. Your top teams in the East and in the West. This time, this game was on the Thunder home court on January 16th, and the Thunder get the win. 134-114 in a game where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander drops a 40-piece along with 8 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. Lu Dort has a nice game, 22 points for him. Jalen Williams, the original Jalen Williams, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. And then on the losing side for Cleveland, Darius Garland, 20 points and 9 assists in that game. A game that OKC dominated all the way through, so they get the win. All right, guys. So with that said, I'll do the big five, and then I'll talk some WNBA free agency right quick. So the big five, still Cleveland at the top. I thought it would shift over even with the OKC win, but Cleveland bounced back from that. So Cleveland's still the top team in all the NBA, followed by OKC. Boston still in the 3 spot there. The Knicks slip out of the top 5. Houston 4th, I got, and then Memphis Grizzlies as well. But nipping at the heels are the New York Knicks and the Denver Nuggets, who are playing very well right now. So you have those teams on the outside looking in, but these are your top teams as far as the NBA goes. All right, guys, so that's all the NBA talk. Unrivaled, that league that I did a whole episode on, it had a nice weekend, guys. They had a nice weekend. It was great buzz around the league. They had 3 nights of games. In the end, 3 teams ended up 2-0. 3 teams ended up 0-2. So a lot can change. It's early. They have a 14-game season. So a lot of things can change between now and then, but you don't want to get yourself in too much of a hole early on. So there's that. But I watched some games. Very competitive. I didn't realize it was going to be full court, guys. It is full court. But the one thing I noticed, you got to play defense in this league, man, or else you're going to get scorched. So that's the one thing that stood out to me. Some nice standout performances. Ryan Howard. You talk about Skylar Diggins-Smith, who clinched both games for her team. And Nafisha Collier has just been absolutely playing with reckless abandon. So So I've enjoyed it so far. I thought it was great. I thought it was great, and there's more to come. I look forward to it. Now, as far as free agency goes, I'm looking at the list of free agents here. You got the likes of Dawana Bonner. I think I talked about that. Dawana Bonner, she'll be a free agent. Elena Deladon, remember, guys, she took that year off for the Washington Mystics. So she'll be a free agent. Again, I think she'll stay East. If she was to leave Washington, I think she'll go to a place like maybe Connecticut, maybe New York. I don't see her straying too far as the East goes. Could I see her going back to Chicago with those young players? No, I think her mind is on, you know, possibly another championship. So she goes to maybe a New York, maybe to Connecticut. We'll see. Brittany Griner, she has made it known, guys, she wants to explore free agency. There's teams out there that can use her. I say this, guys. Maybe do a sign and trade. Do a sign and trade. You know, Brittany probably would like to be in Texas. Why not send her to Dallas? I understand. I get it. You have a Tierra McCowan there. Maybe you can swap centers, maybe some draft picks or so forth. But I think Brittany Griner going back to Texas would be a great thing for her. You know, she's be kind of going back home, so to speak. So I think that could be possibly on the radar for Brittany. We'll see. Who else? Nneka Nwumike. I think she stays put in Seattle. Although, you know, there's a lot of turmoil going on over there with Jewel Loyd wanting out and so forth. They haven't changed the coach, so they're standing with the coach as far as this goes. So does Nneka stay? Does she go on the move? We'll see. Also, Natasha Howard has made it clear she doesn't want to go back to Dallas as well. So maybe, you know, maybe there's a scenario there where maybe you could do a swap, but still you need to get rid of a center as well. But I think Natasha Howard, she's going to move on. Also, Diana Taurasi, we still don't know what's going on with her. She's a free agent. Will she come back? Will she sign for one more year and do the kind of victory tour? We'll see. Courtney Vandersloot, she's going to be a free agent. I would imagine the Liberty bring her back. Maybe one more year with Slooty over there. This way you can groom the young guard, Sherrod, possibly. Maybe to be the heir apparent. Erica Wheeler, a big locker room person for the Indiana Fever. She was very integral in Caitlin Clark kind of having a smooth rookie season. She took her under her wing and kind of showed her, you know, what the W is all about. So could she move elsewhere? We'll see. Then you have your core players, the players that, you know, they put the franchise designation on, players like Kelsey Mitchell. So it's a possibility Kelsey Mitchell goes back. Kelsey Plum, she's got that designation for the Las Vegas Aces. Satu Sabali, although they tagged her, she has made it clear, you know, I think I played my last game in Dallas, so we'll see. Breonna Stewart, it seems like for all intent and purposes, she'll go back to the Liberty. So this may be just a formality. Alyssa Thomas, she was caught by the Connecticut Sun, although she's might be eager to go elsewhere. I heard someone mention, actually, I think it was it Candace Parker, possibly saying maybe she goes to a place like Atlanta. We'll see. Gabby Williams for the Seattle Storm. I think she stays in Seattle. That's what she knows. So we'll see what happens there. And you got restricted free agents like Dejanay Carrington, who I think more likely than not she'll stay in Connecticut. And then Timi Babinle for the, well, she was with the Fever, but she got taken in the expansion draft by the Golden State Valkyrie. So she's a free, restricted free agent. So they, they can keep her and sign her and all those things. So see what happens with that. Then you got some reserve players as well that's out there. Maureen Yohannes, of course, of the Liberty. She wasn't with them last season. She remained overseas to play with her with the French team. So we'll see. But yeah, so, and another reserve player, Sandra Lassini. But I thought she got picked by the in the expansion draft. So we'll see. And the player I was thinking was Jalen Sherrod. I think she'll stay with the Liberty. She's one of those defensive guards. She can get up in you, but she's one. Can she run the point? That's the bigger question. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, so it should be very interesting, the free agency period. And then, like I said, you have the trade request by Jewel Lloyd. So could she be on the move? We'll see. So a lot of excitement. So we'll see what happens there. But other than that, I think that's it, guys. That's it for this show. So I do have to do a Knicks mid-season report card sort of episode. I got to do that. So I'll work on that, guys. But hey, we're halfway through with the NBA season. A lot more to go. You have a rivalry week coming up. Also, the trade deadline, that'll be in a few weeks. So you have that. The All-Star game, of course. You have that going on. Not attending this one, guys. Nah, I'm sitting this one out. I'd rather watch it on TV and see how this new format and everything else, how that jives and things like that. So, and a whole lot more. All right, guys. So I thank you for listening as always. In the scroll, I remember to do it at the top of the show. In the scroll, all the information is there, as far as my support buttons and all that. Excuse me. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There you find all my episodes, my support buttons, of course, Spotify button, the PayPal button, Buy Me a Coffee button, all that's there. Cash App is down there as well. $GD, that's Sports Dude. Again, $GD, that's Sports Dude. Also, I'm on all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, leave reviews and all those sort of things, guys. YouTube, I'm there as well. My videos, my shorts as well. So like those, comment if you like. And with reviews, 5 stars, guys. Guys, help your boy out. Also, on socials, a lot of different things happening with social media right now. I'm still on TikTok. TikTok is up and running for the moment. So I'm still doing my shorts there until further notice. IG. I'm keeping my eyes and ears open on there because a lot of foolishness is happening. Blue Sky, I'm on there. I move a lot of my stuff to fan base. I post every now and again, but I'm still trying to figure out trying to work my way around fan base. Twitter and X, you already know. Facebook, that's about to be out the door too. So, anyway, that's it, guys. But thank you for listening. As always, your listenership is so important to this show. Much appreciated. And we'll talk soon. Take care.